something that rocks.
It's kicking it in, man.
Pump it. Why is your shirt off? Why are you standing on the table?
So sweaty. So hot and sweaty.
You have a pacifier in your mouth, for God's sake. Look at you.
Licking the walls, man. Knock it off.
You haven't blinked in like 10 minutes.
Eyes are so dry. Anyway, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter, 640. Hey. Let's keep things moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, don't forget, pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board. Window stickers still available at AIR, but they're going fast. And also, tell them thank you for being a part of the Screaming Yellow Summer all over the place. We love them over there, man.
There you go.
Well, available today from HarperCollins is the collected works of Jim Morrison, poetry, journals, transcripts, and lyrics. The book was compiled with the cooperation of his estate and is close to 600 pages long. Dude, that's insane. This is War and Peace. His sister, Ann Morrison, Chuning, wrote the prologue. She tells the Daily Beast that, quote, there's so many young people who just see him as a rock star. I wanted to spell the Lizard King and all those things that you hear. We wanted the reader to see the complete Jim and said that he was a full writer in multiple areas, thinking a lot of different directions. Almost half of the book contains previously unpublished material, including unrecorded lyrics, handwritten excerpts from 28 recently discovered notebooks, a movie treatment, and 160 photos and drawings. And again, this is all previously unreleased. This has never been seen before by the public eye. In the notebook, he wrote his thoughts on his trial in Miami in 1970, for which he was found guilty of indecent exposure and profanity, plus his final writings before his death in Paris in 1971. Among the revelations was that he was planning to put together a book as he handwrote a list titled Plan for Book, in which he laid out his thoughts for his poetry, lyrics, and other works. Obviously, we know Morrison died July 3rd, 1971 from heart failure at his apartment in Paris. He was 27. Anne owns half of his estate with his brother Andrew, and they're the ones that put this in there as well, along with his late girlfriend Pamela Corson, who died of with the family of Pamela,
you know,
as well.
When you're a rock star and you do as many as the things you do growing up, like Jim Morrison, for example, you can have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
That book is going to be thick, isn't it?
Well, and I do think this is pretty interesting because like his sister said, you know, we all know Jim Morrison, the rock star, and we knew he was a poet. But the fact that they got 600 pages, and especially a good chunk of it that has been unpublished, like that's something cool. That's going to get into the mind of Jim Morrison that I think a lot of people have. Well, I know that a lot of people have never seen. So I'm really excited about this. And again, it's available now. I don't have the price on it. I'm sure it's not cheap, but probably worth it for the rock collector out there.
Do they have it on tape?
I hope so. I hope so, because it's a lot of reading, man. All right, so there you go. If you're a fan of that or you just want to collect some more rock memorabilia, check that out. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, June 8th, 1947, Mick Box, the guitarist for Uriah Heep, was born in Walthamstow, United Kingdom. Uriah Heep, one of my all-time favorites, man. One of my all-time favorites. You know, English
band. What
year was that? 1947. Whoa. Yeah. Come on. Fantastic. Love Uriah. If you've never spent time with Uriah Heep, which you should have, go check them out because they're amazing. All right. That is your rock news and rock history. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.